We'll call it quits. Every head turned to Vimes. The sensible thing would be to hand the man over. He knew it. And then, probably, Carter would go away, and he didn't want that man any closer to young Sam than he could help. But Carter would come back. Oh, yes. Things like Carter always came back, especially when they thought they'd found a weakness. That wasn't the worst part. The worst part was that he'd changed things. There had been the Morphic Street conspiracy. The Unmentionables had raided it. A lot of people had died, but some had got away. And then there had been a few days of horrible confusion, and then it ended when... But Sam Vimes hadn't been anywhere near Morphic Street that night. Keel had been teaching him to shake hands with doorknobs over on the other side of the shades. But you wanted to be clever, Duke. You wanted to put a spoke in the wheel and smack a few heads, didn't you? And now Carcer's in it as well, and you're out of the history books and travelling without a map. Carter was still grinning his cheerful grin. Here and now, more than anything else, Vimes wanted to see the end of that grin. "Well, I'd like to oblige, Sarge," he said. "I really would, but I've pinched him now, so I've got to take him back to my nick and do the paperwork. He might well be able to help us with our inquiries into a number of unsolved crimes."
"Such as?" said Carter.
"Dunno," said Vimes. "Depends on what we got. We'll take him down ourselves. Give him a cup of tea, chat to him about this and that. You know how it is. A man can get quite chatty after a cup of tea. Or carbonated beverage of his choice, of course." There was a snigger from among the members of the night watch, although Vimes hoped none of them knew what that last sentence meant. Carter's smile dissolved.
"I said he's one of my men on official business, and I am a sergeant," he said.
"And I am Sergeant at Arms, and I said we'll hand him over to you at the Nick. Sergeant Carter, officially."
Carter nodded towards the Lance Constable, so imperceptibly that only Vimes saw it, and he lowered his voice.
"But suddenly, I've got all the aces, Duke," he said.
"But suddenly, I'm not playing cards, Carter. Now, we could have a Barney right here and now, and you know, I'm not sure which way it'd go. But I'm as sure as hell that you wouldn't be a sergeant tomorrow. And if you think you've got all the aces, you can afford to raise the stakes."
Carter stared at him for a moment. Then he winked and half turned away.
"I told you he's a caution, eh?" he said to the multitude.
He gave Vimes a conspiratorial dig in the ribs.
"Always trying it on. Okay, sergeant, at arms. We'll do it your way. Got to give you brown job something to do, eh? Ha, ha, ha. I'll send a couple of the lads down for him in an hour or so."
"That's right. Give me time to sweat on whether I'll pop into non-existence if you cut the lad's throat," Vimes thought. "Trouble is, I am sweating." He straightened up and beckoned the hurry-up wagon.
"Me and my lads will all take him back," he said. "Time for our cocoa break, see? Give me a hand up with him, Waddy. Got any other passengers, Fred?"
"Just a drunk, Sarge. Been spewing everywhere."
"OK, we'll put the prisoner in the back and we'll all hang on to the outside."
Vimes nodded at Carter. "I'm sure we'll meet again soon, Sergeant."
"Yeah,"
said Carter, and there was that impish grin again.
"And you be sure to look after yourself, do you hear?"
Vimes leapt onto the side of the wagon as it rattled past and didn't even look back. That was one thing about Carter, at least. He wouldn't shoot you in the back if he thought there was a reasonable chance, pretty soon, of cutting your throat. After a while, Constable Wiglet, hanging on beside him as the wagon rocked, said,
"What happened back there, Sarge? You know that bloke?"
"Yeah, he killed two coppers. One that tried to arrest him, and one who was off duty and eating a pie. Killed other people too."
"But he's a copper."
"Swing gave him a job, Wiglet."
Suddenly the rattle of the wheels sounded much louder. All the other watchmen were listening very intently.
"You've been in the watch long, Constable," said Vimes.
2 years, Sarge," said Wiglet.
"Used to be a fruit porter down the market. I got a bad back and a bad chest, what with all the cold mornings."
"I never heard about coppers being killed," said Lance Constable Vimes.
"It wasn't here, kid. It was a long way away."
"You were there?"
"They were coppers I knew, yeah."
Again the mood on the carts changed. There was no obvious sound from the watchman, but over the wagon hung the word, "Aha."
"So you came here to track him down," said Wiglet.